Happy New Year, everybody. It is a special New Year's mini episode, our first episode of 2013. And we're starting off with one of our live shows from New York. That's right, with Michael Ian Black as we discuss the film Anaconda. Now, I am a veteran of giant beasts in the water attacking unlikely victims with my stint in Piranha 3D and Piranha 3DD, so I was no stranger to this territory. But man, oh man, if you have not seen Anaconda, do yourself a favor and watch this shit. It's on iTunes. It's on Amazon. You can check it out. It's super easy. But enough of me yapping. Let's hear a clip.
All right, everybody. Double check your gear. Make sure it's all on board. Pray you didn't forget your bug spray.
They have come to the world's most isolated jungle to explore the unknown Amazon.
You ready?
I think so.
And conduct scientific research to prove the existence of a long-lost tribe.
Shishama worship giant snakes, anacondas as gods, protect us.
What is this?
Anaconda skin.
Is snakes out there this big?
This skin is 3 or 4 years old. Whatever shed it has grown since then.
Snakes don't eat people.
Oh, they don't?
That's it, man. I'm getting the hell back to L.A.
It's always good to be prepared.
Now, they are the ones being watched.
Do you hear that?
The ones being followed.
Nobody move.
The ones being hunted.
There's something down there.
That's right.
No, I really mean it.
I really mean it too.
But not by anything human.
That's where the boat.
If we help him, then he will help us get out of here alive.
Get on the boat!
You're gonna get us all killed!
It's coming, go!
Anaconda. When you can't breathe, you can't scream.
John Voight's performance alone makes this movie worth watching. I mean, this guy should have won an Academy fucking award. Everything. His accent, his sneer, his stare. A sneer and a stare. Not many actors can do both in the same movie. He does it. So definitely watch it, because there's a lot of visual stuff that we reference, and I think it will make you enjoy the film that much more. All right, now it's time to take a visit to our corrections and omissions department.
Correction.
Last week's episode, Reindeer Games, got you guys talking on the Earwolf boards. That's where I check for all the great corrections and omissions. And you guys brought up a couple of very good points. Robin H. writes, I'm going to be that person. When you were talking about the sex scene, you meant to say that Ben Affleck looked like a centaur, not a minotaur. Either way, gross. You know what, Robin H.? Thank you for correcting us. I was going to say on Greek mythology, but it's not even Greek mythology. Is it? Is it gods? What is it? Cody, is it? What is it? Centaurs and minotaurs. What are those? I don't know. Great, it's Greek. We say it's Greek. But thank you. Yes, Ben Affleck looked like a centaur, which is a half man, half horse. Thank you for that correction. I hope everyone who was confused by that point now has some clarity. Please, also, if you want to draw pictures of that, please send that in to us. How'd this get made with Ben as a centaur making sweet love to Charlize Theron?
Omission.
Okay, Jim Sockerman, he brings up a very big point. Last week, I think a lot of people really responded to the fact that we've discovered that Ben's name is Rudy, Rudolph, Reindeer Games. We saw the whole thing. He brings up another name that might have its roots in something. He says Charlize Theron's character, her last name is Mercer, which has its roots in what? The mercantile trade. 50% discount, motherfuckers. Jim, that is why this movie can be watched over and over again. That level of just thinking about every little detail. John Frankenheimer was to action what Kubrick was to drama.
Omission.
Jeff DeCock brings in a very good point. There's a director's edition of this film. I did not watch that one. Maybe you have. But he says, in the director's edition, there's something very disturbing. We talked about the man on the ice fisherman who gets caught up in the group of people and then is brutally killed. Well, in the director's cut, Gary Sinise visits him in his little ice shack, and the old man's wounded. In this version, he's wounded. And he goes in. The old man says, "Please, I've got a wife and family." To which Sinise responds, "Well, I've got hunger and a headache." And then he shoots the ice around the man so he falls into the ice water. Which, by the way, is just a baller move. Not just kill the guy. You have to shoot around him like we're in a Looney Tunes thing. This is crazy. That is a... Not a good way to make that character likable, but I guess he's not a likable character. Well, why would you cut that out? Why would you even write it?
Correction.
Okay, let's see here. This is just, it's long, but I want to read it to you. We got caught up in this plot. The plot makes no sense. And Dan M. kind of just brought it all together. He said, if OG Nick planned that Ben and Sinise were going to act as patsies to rob the casino all along so he could steal the money after they did it, why didn't he give Affleck the correct information on the layout or the location of the powwow safe in the prison? For his plan to work, he still needs the robbery to occur. He still needs it to be a success. But instead of basically... he just decides to throw a car thief with no background into a robbery with no good intel, no loyalty to the heist or the pot, and expects it to work. Yes, Dan, that is a concise breakdown of how dumb this plan is. And he goes on to say, and to do this, he has to sacrifice his girlfriend and a trip to the Bone Zone with Ben Affleck and run the risk that Affleck at some point escapes and tells the police. That is a very convoluted plan, but very succinctly broken down. So I appreciate Dan M. for just bringing that all together for us. And also, big apologies to anyone who went to iTunes last week to get our episode. It took a couple days, but it is up there now. So if you just, you're a collector of things in iTunes, now you can get it on iTunes. I don't know how you'd be listening to this and miss the other one. But that is all for corrections and omissions. We look forward to having many more mistakes that you can point out to us next week for Anaconda. Now it is time to go to our viewer mail. That's right. Every week we ask you to write in your questions. I give you A's. Here we go. Viewer mailbag. Brian Rust writes, do you ever worry that people are putting up 5-star reviews on Amazon just so you'll read them on the air? Have you ever caught anyone doing that? No, Brian, I have not, because the movies that we do, no one has left comments for them in years. That's right. Every one of these are retro 5-star reviews. If I see one from 2012, I'll be suspect. But don't give people the idea to do that, because I like the purity of the Amazon review. Jeremy Pashk Wood writes, why did police take Daddy away? Because he embezzled money from Aerosmith. That's right, Jeremiah. Your dad fucking robbed Steven Tyler and the rest of the gang. He took some of that sweet emotion money. Hal F. Kiernan writes, do you think that ancient peoples ever went to the theater to ironically enjoy a bad play? Hell yeah. How do you think Cat stayed on Broadway for such a long time? Jack Gregson writes, update from last week. Ooh, we got a viewer mail update. A couple weeks ago, Jack Gregson wrote in. He said that his roommate accused him of going through his underwear drawer and was about to sue him. I said it made no sense and he needed to tell me more details. Well, he gave me more details and these make less sense. Apparently, he said that his roommate thought he went through his underwear drawer and then that he shredded her dress, but he thinks she shredded her dress and then she hid it in his cupboard and framed him for it. Who the fuck are you living with? This is like single white female, but more confusing. I moved out, so I don't have to deal with her craziness anymore. Why was she so crazy? Because she loved you, Jack. She loved you, and you never gave her the time of day. You were too busy texting that two-bit whore that you go out with. Oh, you love her so much. But can't you tell? Can't you tell she loved you? That's why the shredded dress is there, because she's never going to get married because her heart belongs with you, Jack. She's going to kill you, It will be cool, though, because people will say, hey, remember Jack, man? His roommate went nuts and killed him. It's a cool story to have that your old roommate killed you. So I'm sorry, Jack. You have only days to live. But thank you for the update. Jonah Kaufman writes, can you get John Mulaney, Harris Whittles, and Aziz to be guests on your show? All of them would be great. I wholeheartedly agree. John Mulaney was supposed to do our New York shows. Could not happen. Harris Whittles will definitely be in here soon. And Aziz, we have just trying to find a date. We got the perfect movie, and we're going to get him on here. You can always tweet at these guys, tell them to come on the show. But they're my friends, so it will actually be very easy for me to email them. So you don't have to. Jason Kennard writes, how do I get rid of this rash? Well, just wherever that rash is, just give it gentle kisses and go, I love you, rash. I love you, because that's all a rash is. It's just skin wanting to get attention. So give that skin some attention. Take it out for dinner. Show it a movie, and that rash will go away. Shane Lamar Riesler writes, can I host your show? No. Did you think that I would be like, yeah, sure, Shane. Come on in. I don't know you. You're just on Facebook. We should actually do that. Shane, host the show. I want you to do an intro, an outro, do a mini episode all in 2 minutes. And then you can host the show. We'll play it on air if it's any good. Stephen Hennell writes, Jason has a beard, menaces children, and loves Harry Potter books. Is he an evil wizard? You said it, Stephen, not me, but I think you make a very compelling case. Jim Avril writes, I broke a filling eating corn nuts. Should I go to the dentist or just wait and see? What, if your tooth will grow back? It won't. Dude, that's what you get for eating corn nuts. That's God's way of saying that you're too stupid to realize that that's not a food to put in your mouth. Your tooth will not grow back. That is all for viewer mail. Just a reminder that we are still looking for logo submissions. That's right. So if you are a graphic designer, you know how to do logos, we would like to see some new How Did This Get Made logos. A couple of them coming in. They look great. We're just keeping it open. We're seeing what we see. And you'll eventually have a chance to vote on that. And as always, our Biling-inspired Crank 2 t-shirts are still for sale. That's right. They were for sale in 2012. They're for sale in 2013. We always have them. They're one of my favorite shirts. We will see you next week for Anaconda. And it is available once again on Amazon, Apple. You can get it anywhere. Come on, people. I think you can even watch it on YouTube. How about that? How about that? So we'll see you next week. For Anaconda, your eyes won't believe what your face is gonna see.
This has been an Earwolf Media production. Executive producers Jeff Ulrich and Scott Aukerman. For more information, visit earwolf.com.
Earwolf Radio, boom.com. The wolf dead.